Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Losers, in other words.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. And thanks for listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. On the line with us now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Armando, how do you like the new intro?
I love the new intro. That's very classy. I don't know that I deserve it, but thanks anyway.
You definitely deserve it.
You work for the right company. That's really all that is.
That's all that is. Yeah, I get it. Thank you.
Have I ever told you I have ancestors from Cuba?
No, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know if we've
so
had that
I.
conversation. Yes, you were born there, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I know I talked to you in the press box last year or the year before. I wasn't sure if I told you that, but it's kind of a cool...
No, you didn't. So that's awesome. So That's great. So the next time you're in Miami, I'm going to get you some Cuban food, dude.
Oh, I would love that. I've been thinking about going back. Yeah. So.
Well, we go down there for work. I want in on that, but I'm 100% Polish. I don't have any Cuban... I just hope that's okay.
Bulldog.
Next time you're in Miami, I'll get you some Polish food.
I can get you in on this, Bulldog, I think. All right, Armando. So I know a lot about what's happening at Dolphins camp because of you, because you're tweeting specific, plays and updates all the time. And I just wonder, with the beat guys, I just wonder, if that's something you feel like you need to do or are made to do or want to do. Like, what is your view on the beat writer tweets, like the specific? Here is the play that just happened. That sort of thing from training camp.
So the way I approach it is it's a strange dynamic in Miami because they obviously are having a quarterback competition. So if one or the other, if either Josh Rosen or Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing something noteworthy, I think fans want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Rosen throws an interception or if Fitzpatrick throws a touchdown or vice versa, yeah, those are individual plays that, Let me put it to you this way. When Jake Rudock does that, he's the third-string quarterback, I'm not tweeting it.
Okay.
But when one of the guys who's vying for the starting quarterback job does it, absolutely. That's the way I'm approaching it. And frankly, by the end of the year, it really won't matter because neither one of these two guys is going to be, from what I can gather, the franchise quarterback of the Miami Dolphins going forward years and years.
You expect that they'll probably have a bad enough year that the temptation to draft a new guy would be pretty strong.
Well, what I expect is regardless of, if they go 10-6, which I don't know that anyone expects that to happen, but if they are even 6-10, 7-9, they're still going to go out there and find a way to draft a quarterback. Will that get them the first overall pick? No. But there are three guys out there next year, Jake Fromm, Justin Herbert, and Tua Tagovailoa, who everybody covets. And one of those guys is going to be falling to number three, number four, number five. And the Dolphins think that they have enough ammunition to get up to that level.
Yeah. The Bills were armed with two first-round picks, and that helped, but they had a 9-7 season and found their way to what they hope is their franchise quarterback at 7th overall, obviously, last year. So, that's right. You don't have to necessarily be at the top. You know, I find Rosen to be a really interesting figure here right now because, excuse me, Armando, he, Arizona couldn't protect. They had a terrible season, and he looked bad. He's in Miami now, and if and when he plays, there's probably going to be similar problems. And so if he's flushed out of there after this year, I don't think he'll be done in the league, but his reputation will be that, well, he's a bust. He 10th overall, went from one team to another, and now he's looking for it. He's on a third team already. And I don't know that we'll have a real true idea of what he could be because of the circumstances he's been put in. What do you think of that?
You're absolutely right. And part of that circumstances is the teams around him are bad. The Dolphins are not a good football team. Their offensive line is not good. Jordan Mills is a starter on the Miami Dolphins offensive line right now. So, Jordan Mills, he's a starter. So what I am saying to you is that he, being Rosen, isn't getting a lot of protection, and so he's not getting a lot of time to do a lot of things. And what does that say for a quarterback? Well, you know, he's not moving the team. He's not getting it done. We need another guy. Next. Nobody seems to notice, oh, by the way, we have two rookie offensive guards playing. You know, the center was injured all of last year, and Jordan Mills is starting right tackle.
With Armando Salguero here on WGR, what is this prediction of the future for Miami at quarterback say about their trade for Rosen, Armando? When I think about the Dolphins, I think about something you said to us maybe the last time you were on, which was about Rosen versus Fitzpatrick. Well, look at the overall. Why wouldn't they play Josh Rosen out and see what he can do? Like, you wouldn't just not use him. You want to test what you've spent your money on in this sense. So if I'm Miami, I think I'm playing them until I just can't anymore. But I don't know. Like, what does it say? What does this big picture say about their decision to trade for him, I guess?
Yeah, well, they painted that as kind of a flyer, which I couldn't buy at all, because you don't spend a second round pick and a fifth round pick to trade for a guy as a flyer. That's a legitimate trade that you are giving valuable resources to the other team to make. And so that was weird to me. But what I would say to you is, the more I watch Josh Rosen and the more I listen to Brian Flores, the head coach, talk about Josh Rosen, the less I like Josh Rosen. For today, for example, Brian Flores was talking about how Josh Rosen needs to improve his quote-unquote body language. When he doesn't like a play or when a play goes poorly, the coach wasn't digging too much Josh Rosen's reaction. And at quarterback, if you don't have the right reaction to adversity, you are affecting the entire offense. And right now, today at least, the Dolphins head coach wasn't liking the way Josh Rosen reacted. After the preseason game, Josh Rosen looked fine. I mean, he completed 13 of 20 passes. He had a bad interception. Well, what you heard from Flores was, his decision-making was quote-unquote dicey. So, Brian Flores, he is seeing the glass kind of half empty on Josh Rosen so far. And if he does, he's the guy in charge. He's the guy making the decision on who works with the first teamers and who starts. And so far has been Ryan Fitzpatrick, 98% of the reps in practice. And he's expected to start the second preseason game, just like he started the first preseason game. Ryan Fitzpatrick handles all those things. He has good body language. He has leadership. He gets guys in and out of the huddle quickly, which, by the way, was another criticism of Josh Rosen, his mechanics getting guys to the line of scrimmage, which Flores, again, brought up just basically without anyone asking him the question. You've got to, after a while, start to think, I'm not thinking that the coach is loving this situation with Josh Rosen.
Yeah, I think maybe the coach is on board with the notion that this was a flyer, that this is what...
No doubt.
You know, like, it's a tough one for the kid, like Bulldog said. Does he or these comments made about him remind you of Cutler?
100%. It's like watching a mirror image sometimes. As a reporter, you sometimes look at a guy in a setting around his teammates and go, okay, we don't see the whole vision, but what we see, they kind of resemble each other. The disinterest, the, I don't know, whatever will be kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, there is no excitement there. There is something's not there that you pick up. And it speaks of Jay Cutler, you know, with the whole Jay Cutler internet meme of smoking a cigarette while he's playing quarterback. That's the vibe you get from Jay Cutler when he's in the building. That's the vibe I've gotten from Josh Rosen when he's around reporters. I don't know what it's like in the locker room because we haven't, you know, we've been kept arm's distance. But eventually we won't be kept arm's distance, and we'll find out.
On the line here with Radio.com, one of our Radio.com NFL insiders, Armando Salguero.
He's my
on
favorite,
the West Hur Hotline. Mike's favorite, Cuban heritage.
You are my favorite Radio.com insider. I'm saying it to everyone.
Gracias.
So how is Fitzpatrick handling all of this, Armando?
I love Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a guy's guy. You know, so even though he's been with eight teams and the folks in Buffalo know good Ryan and bad Ryan, right? Because he had good days and, mm-hmm. and bad days with the Buffalo Bills. But even during the bad times in practice or whatever, there's an upbeat nature to it. There's a leadership aura about him. It's like he doesn't get down about stuff. He doesn't feel like his confidence is ever dented in any way. And you kind of like that. You're drawn to it. I know that his teammates are drawn to it. They talk about it all the time. Those are the intangibles that you need to be a leader of a team. And, you know, if you're going to be the quarterback, you've got to be one of the leaders of the team. And I think that's the difference right now between Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Neither one of them is lighting it up football-wise. You know, there is no electric arm out there for the Miami Dolphins playing quarterback. But there is an electric personality out there, and that one is owned by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Is there any reason, though, for the Dolphins to go with him? Like, I guess maybe we've covered it, but like, what is the best case scenario for Miami? What Fitzpatrick does, this is certainly not a criticism of him, what he does is what happened in Tampa, maybe other places, maybe even here at a certain time, where you just kind of don't know if you shouldn't just keep going with him and pay him. Like, the Bills did. The Bills did do that, of course. So, I don't know. I mean, what is the ceiling here?
Yeah, there is the whatever it is, it doesn't matter because they're going to draft a guy next year. Ryan is probably a one and done kind of thing. What I would say to you is Ryan Fitzpatrick is good enough to throw six touchdown passes in a game,
yep.
But he's also, you know, bad enough to throw six interceptions, and he's done both. And so what I would say is, the reason that he is the starter is we haven't played a game yet. The season has not crashed. The reality has not, you know, come over everybody yet. So they have to maintain this kind of like, narrative in the locker room. We're going to play the best guy. And right now the best guy is Fitzpatrick. Eventually Fitzpatrick will have one of his downer games if he is the guy that he's always been through his 14 years. And then we'll see some Rosen. My guess, my prediction is the Miami Dolphins will have games with both of these guys starting at quarterback this year.
Who? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, like, who's he working with? You mentioned the line and Jordan Mills, and we know all about him from his time here in Buffalo, Armando. But backfield receivers, like, what's the skill position outlook there?
Yeah. So Fitzpatrick is getting the first team reps. And that means Devontae Parker on the outside. That means Kenny Stills on the outside. When he gets healthy, that'll mean Albert Wilson on the outside. Laramie Tunsil at left tackle. He's a very good player. And then the rest of the starting offensive line that's, you know, two rookies at guard, and Daniel Kilgore at center. Sometimes Jordan Mills at starting right tackle. Sometimes Jesse Davis. And then Kenyon Drake from the Miami Miracle at running back, or Kalen Ballage.
What is the latest prediction there? Everybody in fantasy wants to know what that's going to be, how that's going to break down.
Yeah, that's interesting, because even if you look at the depth chart, the Dolphins put out a depth chart that says or. So Kenyon Drake or Kalen Ballage.
Really?
That's a way to do it.
My guess is, you know, if you're a fantasy player, I hate to tell you, I'm not. So I'm my bad. But if points and touchdowns are the thing, I would go with Kalen Ballage, because he is going to be the short yardage and the, you know, inside the 5-yard line running back. And he's a load at 232, you know, and he's going to be their guy, scoring a lot of short yardage touchdowns, assuming they get a lot of those opportunities.
I love the or on the depth chart. We're one step away from the depth chart being a word search. Just all the names. It really doesn't. We're not really telling you. Why are teams still telling us anything like the order of their players anymore? Is somebody making them do that? Maybe. Who is the best player on the team?
Right now it's Xavien Howard. He is by far the best player on the team, and I would tell you he's borderline the best cornerback in the AFC. I know Stephon Gilmore is great, and he's probably, you know, gets more love because of the fact that he's played in much bigger games and done better things in those on the bigger stage. But Xavien Howard, you know, he is for real. He was a Pro Bowler last year. He led the league in interceptions for a time until he got hurt. He is the best player on the team at cornerback.
All right, and Trey White is up there too on that list, I would say, from the Bills.
Yes, he is.
Well, I've only known you to say nice and flattering things about your trips to Western New York. I love for you when the Dolphins are up here, October 20th. That's like maybe a week later than the perfect date. Like it's close, a little bit leaning toward the colder weather, but you know, October's beautiful here. I hope you have a great visit when that time comes.
You know, one of the things I've never gotten a chance to say is the airport in Buffalo is awesome. I mean, in Miami, we spent $1 billion for the airport, and there's 1 billion people in it. Whereas in Buffalo, yeah, you know, you can walk through the airport and breathe, and it's airy, and it's nice, and the people are nice, and they're not all in a hurry to go, you know, to Czechoslovakia. So it's great. I love it.
No, we don't have a crowded problem. That's one thing that's right. Very true.
Right. There's a compliment in here, but there's also like somebody listening is taking what you're saying as a backhanded smack.
No.
There's nobody here. That's why the airport's convenient.
Right? I love it.
It's one of the best.
I dig it.
One of the best things about living here is there's almost never traffic or anything like that. Right. So, yeah, very good.
And you should see us lose it when there is. Like, what do you mean I'm sitting here for 10 minutes? This is insanity.
Yeah. You on that bridge.
Yeah, right.
All right, Armando, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for joining us today, as always.
The pleasure is always mine, guys.
Okay. At Armando Salguero on Twitter. And I want to tell you one more thing about him, and that is that was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Armando Salguero. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thank you, Armando.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.